Hello, everybody. Oh, before you get too settled, I'm going to invite us once again to find a new meditation partner and to set up the cushions or chairs so that you can hear each other easily, and to also decide on a first speaker. Is it hard to hear me? No, okay, good. Yes, and the real challenge is to do all of that without using words. So see if you can locate a partner and choose a first speaker within the silence. Does anybody not have a partner? Okay, we've got one over here and one over here. Can you two find each other? So there's somebody in purple and the gentleman here. Oh, and we've got somebody here. Okay, and somebody in white t-shirt here. That's Tully here. So the two of you, yes? Is there one more person without a partner? Okay. Thank you, William. Yeah. Okay. Just again, notice that stirring. It can feel quite vulnerable to even to just find someone to work with, you know, to just pair up when we've all got histories with that, I think, so. Just maybe bringing some kindness in and, yeah. And like yesterday, I'd like us to settle into meditation again so I can introduce this next insight dialogue guideline. So finding a comfortable way to sit for about 15 minutes. So taking a pause to discover what's actually here in the heart, mind, in the body. And bringing in the kindness of relax with whatever is found. Perhaps just taking a few breaths and letting go to the degree that that's available just now. And these first two guidelines are pretty standard fare with meditation in general, to know what's happening and to know how we are responding to what's happening. But this third guideline, open, it's called, is where meditation becomes more relational. And first, it can be really helpful to anchor, to really establish mindfulness, perhaps where the cushion and the body meet, right in the buttocks, where there's that contact with the cushion or the chair. So really establishing mindfulness there. And from there, you might slowly expand the mindfulness to the lower part of the body, the legs and feet. So you can really feel sensations and awareness established in that lower part of the body. Feet might be on the floor. If you're in a chair, the bottoms of the feet might be on the floor if you're in a chair. And if you're sitting, it might be the tops of the feet contacting the floor, cushion. And then bringing the awareness up the body, up the spine, up the belly and chest, the neck, the arms and the head. So this whole form is touched with awareness. And perhaps feel that aliveness as you breathe and the whole body moves, even just a micro movement, some of it. But this whole body sitting here inside the envelope of the skin. And notice what happens if you bring the attention just a quarter inch away from the skin. What might be known? With the eyes still closed, if you can, if that's comfortable for you. Sort of feeling outwards from the body, maybe an inch or two. What can be sensed? Becoming aware of the space around your back, above your head, in front of you, beneath you. Just feeling into it. And you might notice sounds in this environment. There's the obvious sound of my voice. And then there's all those tiny, hardly noticeable sounds in the environment. Taking those in, whether they're near or far. It's fascinating that we can even determine the distance. So we locate this body in space, sort of as a felt sense first. And now, just crack open the eyes to the least degree possible. So just letting in a sort of fuzzy, blurry, bit of light and dark, shape, form, color. And notice that shift from internal to external as the eyes even just downcast, taking in the floor, the cushion. And this is where we kind of consciously step into relationship with the world. So this is the point where the meditation gets relational. And even with your eyes still downcast, you might like to experiment with opening and closing the eyes. And also with feeling that internal anchor, that contact with the cushion or chair. And just sort of playing for a little while with the eyes downcast. This mindfulness internally, mindfulness externally, and this interesting place where it might be both internal and external. So really taking in even just a sliver of the world whilst remaining anchored. That mindfulness clearly established on the cushion or the chair, as a point of contact. And still, without having ideally made eye contact or even facial contact with your partner, because I think there's something so tender when we take in another human. So it's nice to really bring awareness and slowness to this apprehending of a fellow human being. So in your own time, find your way, perhaps with closing and opening the eyes, as you feel to, so that you can remain embodied and be in relationship with another. Maybe drawing on the guideline, relax. If that's supportive. And that kindness. Sometimes the hungers, the sort of interpersonal hungers or fears arise. And they can just be known. A little bit of heat, maybe. However it manifests for you. But taking the time to not bypass the kind of enormous complexity of meeting another. You might notice what it's like if your partner's eyes are closed and yours are open. Or if your eyes are closed and you don't know if your partner's eyes are open. Just remaining in contact with that anchor. Or actually, more realistically, returning to that anchor and sort of toggling back and forth. So the attention goes out to the other for a little while, and then we might notice that and come back to the anchor. So this guideline open invites a kind of flexibility of attention between self and other, or self and environment, And it helps us to see our habits. So some of us in interpersonal connection, we tend to lose track of ourselves, and some of us might lose track of the other. And it's likely to vary from experience to experience. And sometimes when I'm out walking, I notice the attention is totally inward, internal. I'm stewing on something. And if I notice that, I might choose to consciously broaden the awareness to be present with the sky and the trees and the grasses. And when I'm with another human, the habitual tendency is to desert the body and have the attention be primarily external. And if I notice that, I can sort of come back and consciously ground a little bit more in the body. And there's no right way here, you know, it's really the mindfulness that matters, not what the mindfulness finds, but just that we're noticing. So as you're listening just now, still just taking in your partner, maybe coming back and forth with awareness inside, awareness outside. So open is a real training in a malleability of mindfulness. And as we really practice with it, there's a growing capacity to be able to move through the field of awareness without fixating, without sort of getting stuck and not noticing we're stuck. And it can also be an invitation on a deeper level to begin to release the shell that can form around the deluded view of a separate self. And this guideline actually helped me to more clearly understand the Satipatthana refrain in this way, in regard to the body. We abide contemplating the body internally, or we abide contemplating the body externally, or we abide contemplating the body both internally and externally. So we'll take a little time today to explore the direct experience of dana, of generosity or giving, with this guideline open. And I wanted to start by inviting in Ryo Kan, the wild Zen hermit poet many of you will have heard of. He lived, he was born in the mid-1700s in Japan. And he wrote beautiful haiku and did gorgeous calligraphy. And apparently he would forget to beg for his food because he was too busy playing with the children in the village. And stories of his generosity and kindness abound. Apparently he came home to his little hut one time and a thief was there, but there wasn't really anything to steal because he lived in an empty hut. So Ryo Kan came home and saw the thief and he gave him his clothes. And then he sat naked in his little hut looking at the moon and wished he could have given that to the thief as well. And there's this line from Ryo Kan that I just love, where he said, "Oh, that my monk's robe were wide enough to gather up all the suffering people in this floating world. Oh, that my monk's robe were wide enough to gather up, scoop up all the suffering people in this floating world." So this movement of the heart to care, support and encourage and share and let go too. So in these moments of generosity, clinging is released. And that's really no small potatoes when we consider the Four Noble Truths as the sort of heart of the teachings. That giving and receiving really joins us together as well. We become more aware of our interdependence. We're sort of woven in with giving and receiving to the web of life and the web of humanity. So, dear speaker, hoping you know who you are, the first speaker, we're going to take a moment to recollect generosity. Jill was saying this morning in the sutta, when we recollect generosity, the mind heads straight and we're free of desire and hatred and delusion. So it can be a really valuable way to, or place to put the attention. So the invitation is to recollect generosity. It doesn't matter whether you were the one giving or receiving. And it might have been something concrete or the offering of presence or kindness. So the invitation is to describe the situation to your partner and to pay close attention to what arises in the body as you speak. So you're calling forth a memory from the past and at the same time staying current with what's moving in the body, heart, mind right now. And for the listener, like yesterday, you're invited to offer your presence, your awareness, your mindfulness, both to your partner and what they're saying, and also to your own body, heart, mind. So this is the internal, external, and maybe both of the guideline open. And it's a real key, actually, in insight dialogue, this practice of not deserting the body when there's something pretty engaging happening. So you might notice the attention going out, either to the past as the speaker or to the other as the listener, and then see if there's the mindfulness to come back here to the present moment, to the body. And it's this toggling back and forth that is really the practice of open. So, speaking of a memory of generosity, of giving, and pause, relax, and open.
until the end of the inside dialogue.
Yeah, yeah.
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 Notice what happens when you hear the bell. Does the attention tend to go inwards or not? So we're going to switch roles. And the listener will have a chance to speak whilst holding awareness of this recollection of generosity and speaking from that and seeing the degree to which you can stay in the body, stay aware of the body or toggle back and forth into the body as you speak of something with some content. So it's not the easiest. It's one thing when we have a contemplation with not very much content, just about naming body sensations. But when we have something with some juice, it can be quite tricky to stay right here and to have that anchor kind of in place. And the listener, listening both to your own body, heart, mind, as well as to the speaker. So an experience of giving or receiving, taking your time, relaxing, and this new guideline open. Chill.
I'd love to know from what time it's scheduled. thing. So this is off when it's in. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll have a little opportunity for open dialogue with no separate speaker and listener now. And you might like to just see if... You might like to just speak about how that experience was. Did you manage to toggle forth? Was your attention primarily external or primarily internal? Both, and if so, how was that? And you might also choose to consider what you notice about the sense of self when the experience of giving or receiving is called up as you were listening and as you were speaking. So take your time. It's harder to pause in open dialogue. It's very easy for the pace to quicken. So just being aware of that and seeing if the exchange can be spacious.
Thank you. Jill sitting here, but I know if you hadn't already, you know, sometimes we've got an extra person and we can. So,
What's the awareness noticing just now? And again, no judgment, just bringing awareness and seeing is more important than what's seen. So I wanted to also give us an opportunity to take a little look at what makes it hard to give or to receive. And we're all conditioned differently around this. You know, Vance was kind of showing us that posture of like, oh, that pain that some of us have around receiving. And for some of us, it can be really hard to give because of our history and our conditioning, our families, that perhaps didn't model generosity. So we've all kind of come from different backgrounds. And then there's also the societal values around individuality and capitalism and all of that. So I think there's a real need for gentleness in this contemplation around the times when it's just hard to be generous, or it's almost painful to receive generosity. And I'd like to just take some time together. I'm actually trying to decide whether to do open dialogue or to just, I think maybe we will separate it out. It's just that we're running a little short on time. So yeah, let's go back to the first speaker and take just a little bit of time to land in the body, find the anchor, and float this question: what makes it hard for me to give or to receive? Take your time. Pause. You don't have to speak the first thing that comes to mind. It's the lovely thing about pause. You can sort of drop that and go a layer deeper. So it's really important to give yourself permission to pause.
I'm
she's handing over to Gloria today, I think.
During the day, yeah. But often, mm-hmm. she'll still have that.
You can put the opportunity for proliferation as soon as they go away. Oh well. Yeah. And
taking a moment to settle. Take a few breaths. And we'll move to the second speaker. So what makes it hard to give or receive? So take your time. And I think the guideline relax might be really supportive here, because there's a contraction, something painful when we're either not feeling able to be generous or to receive generosity. So being gentle and kind with this guideline relax, and then open, just seeing if it's how or to what degree you can track whether the attention is outward or inward, or both.
Thank you.
So we'll have a few minutes for open dialogue. And again, you might want to just check, how was the mindfulness with the internal, external? Did you manage to toggle back and forth a little? And you might also like to consider again what you notice about the sense of self when we're looking at what makes it hard to give or receive. Maybe the self is more evident, maybe less. So just see what happened, if you did notice anything about this sense of a me, giving, receiving, or not feeling able to give or receive. Just a few more minutes.
Thank you.
just noticing how the heart is. Perhaps coming back to that anchor just for a moment. Another breath. And a silent acknowledgement of your partner. If you feel to, just acknowledge their support in this exploration. And we'll silently move the cushions and chairs back to their original positions and take a few minutes to sit quietly. Mm-hmm. Is it off? That's off. I can't.